you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
This cannot be the show.
Why do we have only one eye? Luis, you got to move your goddamn camera. What the fuck is happening here?
I mean, you have to.
Gank Fest
this
week.
Is insane. This is, you look like you're being pierced through the face with like a ray of light.
It looks like you just solved the crime in Ghost, and now we all see you for the first time. Are you quantum leaping out of here?
Dylan, can you do me a favor? Can you help me and close the blinds? I think if you just pull them a little bit, they. No, that's the fucking thermometer, you retard.
Why
do you think
Dylan
that the blinds are at a 69 degree angle? Well, let go of it now.
No, that's not it. That's much better.
Nope. Now it's going to be that. Now the other one's in the back completely.
Yep, close them too.
And Dylan, you're doing great.
Let go.
Is this what Dylan does? He just closes your blinds.
I mean, that is exponentially much better.
I mean, it's not great, but it is.
Well, I know. I'm sure we're going to land above my head.
It's not even that. That's much worse.
Wow.
Much worse.
Wow. Too many
much
flares.
Worse.
All the flares.
Now there's
again.
Sparkles everywhere.
It's not. Turn the goddamn light off.
It's a trillion times better. Luis, why is Dylan hanging out in your hotel room?
Oh, because I'm training Dylan. Can we just keep this going as the show and then we'll
do
ads afterwards?
Oh, yeah, it's all fine. We only
have
all
those lights off and then we'll do it.
You want all the lights off? No, I like this. It's okay. It's a little sparkly.
It was way better without the lights.
I'm starting the Yo Kratom ad. Hey, guys. And then there was one. Yo Kratom, everybody. The only people who stuck with us through thick and thin.
Jesus.
I'm trying to find any reason to keep this Zoom episode going and we're getting less. Lewis said heads would roll if we didn't have three a week. We've gone now from 2 to 1. Maybe he worded it wrong. Maybe he goes, hey, if we only have 2 ad reads a week, someone's getting fired. So they go, well, they only have 1 ad read.
Dude, I am trying to be in a good mood. It's fine. We've 1 ad on the show. It happens sometimes, you know?
It should happen no times.
Do you want me to fire somebody? Can I say something? If I fire that person, we will have no ads on the show.
No, don't.
There's only
don't
one person
fire
doing
the
it.
Ad person. Just find someone else who's not responsible and throw them under the bus.
Yeah, really shit can't.
Dylan, do push-ups because we have 1 ad.
Come on, guys, damn it!
I'm training Dylan, so Dylan's fighting Paco. Oh, so a couple, dude. Friday, Ellis Mania is crazy. Dylan and Paco are fighting on Friday, and Ari Shaffir is dressing up as a pinata.
He's gonna do it.
He's going to do it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Which is so much fun.
That's
so, Dylan, do 20 push-ups, Dylan.
So what does the pinata have to do?
So the pinata...
People
going
to protect him.
Hold on a second.
They did it last year. People protect him. He dresses like a pinata. People protect him. You know, he's kind of standing around, but he has to... But everyone's trying to get
All professional
art.
Fighters protect him. So I did this. You didn't see this before, Dave?
No, David, maybe I don't know if Dave saw Ellis Mania.
Just didn't give a shit.
No, I'm sorry. I was going through a lot of shit last year at this time.
I don't think you were there. I don't think you were there for it. I think you were
Pull up the pinata fight.
I watched the live stream, but I don't remember.
Pull up the pinata fight if you guys can find it. It's on YouTube. It should be easy to find.
Yeah, Lewis was the pinata last year.
I was the pinata last year. We have it was a fight journal that was like the entire episode where it was like those fights. And anyway, regardless, so Ari's gonna dress up as a pinata and 4 or 5 professional fighters are gonna protect him. And yeah, all hell's gonna break loose.
Oh yeah, I remember.
So
you look like an asshole.
I look like a warrior, dude. I look like an Aztec warrior.
Yeah.
Hey, look at my shadow boxing.
You look like a doll that people would shake while Aztec warriors fight.
I don't know what's going on with the audio, but it's hilarious.
You look like a doll.
LS mania, ania.
Chest piece, peace. Back piece, peace. Yeah. So anyway, long story
short. Maybe fast forward a little bit and where the actual fight happens. Jesus Christ, guys.
Forward. Yes. Now, batting. 4-4 for the Mets. Mets. Mookie, Wilson.
So it's just pure chaos, dude.
It's
pretty what is going on with the audio?
Pure
it's
chaos,
one of
dude,
our producers.
Pure chaos, dude.
Just turn your audio off so we don't have to deal with it.
Oh my God, someone, whoever this is,
deal with it, deal with it, deal with it, deal with it, deal with it. Now we can hear it, perfect audio. No, we can't.
What is happening right now, dude? Who is this? Tanner?
Alex and Tanner, both mute.
Both of you guys mute yourselves, you pieces of shit.
I've been good. I'm not sure where this is coming from.
Who's one of you?
Alex,
you and Tanner.
It says there's Gas Digital and there's Alex Scarlotto. Alex Scarlotto is not muted, and it's coming through that.
Wow. Tanner just put his balls right in your fucking pregnant mouth.
Oh my God, it must be delicious. You're eating for two now. Thank God there's two balls.
Fuck.
Thank the Lord there's only two balls.
God damn it. Oh, look, Alex is silent right now.
I'm getting a massage tomorrow with Ari.
I heard Ari told me he asked me if he could. Yeah, he runs everything by me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know he doesn't want to impede the festival and stuff like that, but he's been awesome, like helping me out, man. And you're going to open it, Lewis, yeah?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm pumped.
Hell yeah.
What are you opening? Jay's special?
Yep.
Yeah.
Lewis, can I give you a piece of advice? Tank it.
Yeah, tank Lewis the goes there, or just end before giving terrible news.
Yeah.
Like Ellis Manny is not happening. Sorry.
Screaming Godfrey is the N-word.
Damn, we have so many fun black people coming this year.
Yeah, dude. We're very inclusive. It's a very inclusive festival.
What do you mean so many?
So many.
How many?
Several. Kareem Green, I'm very excited, is coming. Turay. I didn't even know Turay was on until very recently. That's exciting.
I call him Three-Ray. That's how good he is.
Temple and Derek, obviously, are going to be there. Godfrey. Tony Roberts is coming to do Sunday. That's awesome.
That is cool. All right. I do like all of those people.
Mark Simmons texted me that he's coming to hang out. He's a very funny comic.
Yeah. I'm actually upset that there's this many black people on the festival.
Actually, Mark Simmons used to be with Dawn B. Do you remember Dawn B?
Jimmy Martinez, Godfrey.
Jimmy Martinez is coming?
Jimmy's coming.
Fuck his headshot's the best, dude. His headshot is the best that he sent to when Christine showed me what he sent. This is such like a regal looking picture.
Hell yeah. Love Jim. Love
Jimmy's
Jim.
Great. He's going to have a blast, dude.
Yeah, we're going to fucking. I'm here now, dude. We got here today. I walked down on the street. I fucking.
Anybody came for risk control?
Nobody came for risk control, dude. Some people mentioned it. They wanted to.
Yeah.
But our fans are not very athletic, dude. It's got to be the right type of person, dude.
Do you feel there's a lot of people there already?
Yeah. I've run into 30 people already.
Okay.
Wow.
Just walking from my hotel to the venue.
Yeah, it's fucking pretty great. And tomorrow's the big day. Everyone.
How big is the walk from the hotel to the venue?
3 minutes.
No, I would say like maybe 25 minutes.
25 minutes?
Yeah.
Is the walk?
You're
a liar.
No, he is
very far. They fucked us this year.
By the way, when Jay said 3 minutes, I was already like, I'm going to take an Uber.
You can't actually. Fremont Street, there's no cars. You literally have to walk. We can zip line.
You can zip line.
I'm going to take a zip line. Dude, please zip line with me, guys. It'll be so much fun.
I wasn't afraid it would break.
What if the weight limit is like 100 pounds over what your weight is?
I'll do it then.
What if?
Because you every night at the end of the festival,
25 pounds between now and Skankfest.
every night I want to try at the end of the night just to jump on the zip lines and to go back to our hotels, because it's literally from the venue to our hotels is the zip line.
It is the zip line. Yeah,
you've been doing no booze, Jay, since for how long?
2 weeks. 2 weeks. Nothing.
That's a good idea though. Yeah. Before
Ari
the special.
Ari just gave me. He's like, stop drinking now, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Why? It's fucking faggoty sober October horseshit. Fuck.
No, it's nothing to do with that. I could do whatever I want.
Spit in his fucking Jew mouth.
No, he was saying for like get like any kind of booze bloat out of my face at all if I'm gonna have any. And he's right.
Remember back in the day, I think it was on the podcast, right? That Mark Norman was like, oh, when I filmed my Comedy Central Presents, I was so bloated. And we were like, nah, dude, but you know, I'm sure you feel that way, but no one could notice. And then he showed the picture of it. And we were like, holy shit.
He looked so bloated.
Oh my God.
Pretty crazy. You're just gonna make Dylan train behind you?
Yeah, dude, he's got to fucking train. Don't be a goofball, dude. Actually train. Stop being trying to be fucking funny, dude. When you try to be funny, you're not funny.
Sorry.
No, come but you could. I want them to see what we're working on, dude.
Doing your best and you're trying your best and a man's got something to take it. Oh, try to believe in the something. Believe moving. When the some get tough to change.
Guys, you set a 2-minute timer.
That was hilarious because you weren't trying to be funny. You were just being you.
There we go. A little head mover. There we go. Look at those long punches, dude. Remember, Paco's going to move his dumb fucking Chinese head all around, dude.
You're the best shroud. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best.
It should be helping you, dude.
Something's ever going to keep you down.
Dylan, you drop your arm when you punch.
Dylan, when you punch,
except if your parents cut you off.
Don't drop your hand when you punch.
No, I told him to do that. That's a good way to go Paco into fucking getting cocky.
Come on, drop your hand. Who's gonna win?
It's the
Dylan
only thing-
or Paco. Who's gonna win the fight?
If Dylan listens to me in this fight, I think he's got a real chance. But Dylan punches harder than Paco.
He does.
He's got more reach. He's got youth.
A lot more torque.
Paco's been taking it way more seriously, the actual training. So now Dylan's trying to make up for it in my hotel room tonight.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
What does that mean? Did you tell him that he can learn karate through sex? what are you doing to this kid, Lewis?
Did you guys set a 2-minute timer?
No one's Alex a and timer, Tanner.
Sure. Yes, he's got another 40 seconds left.
Wow, this is a long round.
What?
Yeah.
40 seconds. I want you to now. You got to lay on the heat. Paco's coming at you, dude. Head movement. There we go. Okay. There you go.
But you know what's funny, Lewis? Simply what? From your fight, your first fight against. O'Neal, Ryan O'Neal.
Yeah.
That
hey, dude, you're doing. I like the breathing. And it's actually what you should be doing. However, for the auditory purposes of our podcast, I feel like you should maybe stop doing it so loud.
Dylan, if you could time your sisses with what I'm saying, it would be great.
Yeah, dude. And yeah, keep going. I didn't say stop. I didn't hear no bell.
Yeah.
No one I didn't hear no bell.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, there's a bell. Thank you, Alex. 1 minute. Give me a 1-minute timer, and then Dylan's going to go back on, please. Yes, dude. You're fucking going to be ready for this fight.
But yeah, the fight you had with Ryan O'Neal, I remember everyone kept saying, like, when I watched the first time, I didn't realize, but everyone, including you said Bisping in your corner, was like, dude, you got to take like this overhand right because he drops when he throws. Like, it's there waiting for you. And I just don't know fight science, even on that basic level, like that too much. But now it's the only thing I look for. I'm like, when they throw a punch, do they drop their other arm?
Yeah.
So that's the only fight knowledge I have.
Dylan does. He's going to get knocked the fuck out.
Dylan does drop them. I know, but it's always a weird thing because you're like, you have to make it like, what do you want to say, like habit? Because the problem is if you're focusing too much on keeping your other arm up, like your punches might be inaccurate, if not soft.
Jay would be so easy to fight because he has that bright red dot on his head. He's going to aim for that red dot. Just fucking crack him right in his forehead.
I see three of them. Hit the most red.
Just for the record, you mean my hair, right?
Yeah.
I don't have a red spot. What
type of insecurity do you have? Do you think there's a red dot in the middle of your head?
I didn't see it. I was making sure.
No, don't text it in. Give me a bell, Alex. Jesus fucking Christ.
Ding, ding, ding.
Minutes up.
You're up.
Go ahead.
What I like about what Dylan's doing is he's throwing like real punches instead of just wild haymakers.
I'll tell you what I like with it. When he throws his right, he's throwing a straight eye poke.
Yeah,
you have to really And thank God you got those long, thin fingers to get between those slanty eyelids.
He's got to shift down. He's got to shift down. And by the way, this fight, when this airs, this fight's going to already be over. So we'll see. But he's got to learn how to shift down.
Tokyo shift down, dude.
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't let Dylan get in a car.
Yeah. God forbid, dude. No drifting. Done.
I want you to see so light punches, shift down 50% power, right? But I want to see a lot of punches right now, okay?
So,
a lot of punches, Keep on moving around. Get that head movement, evasive head movement. Don't stand in one place. Long punches.
His head isn't moving at all, Lewis.
His
head has been still this whole time.
No, he's moving. His emo hair stays still.
Yeah, dude.
Just boxing, right? No kicks.
Dylan.
No spin kicks.
Dylan does have a very like Taken Back Sunday look. When I was in high school, this is a look that gals wanted to fuck. Like in Dylan's my crew.
Dylan's got climb the stage trestle energy. You do like feats of like things that like you climb real high on the stage on things.
Right.
That kind of emo.
Yeah.
Devil Wears Prada bullshit.
Look, here's the thing. I think Dylan has a genuine chance at this fight.
Ding, ding, ding.
Those 2 minutes?
Thank
God.
Yeah.
Well, good job.
So great.
Dylan, get those gloves on. You got 1 minute.
I don't think anything that Dylan's doing is simulating a fight.
Well, with Paco, it is.
I'm about to spar with him for you guys.
But Lewis, you got to be extra Asian-y about it.
I have a brutal knee injury, so don't be an asshole.
It's an Asian-y.
Dude, you fucking touch my knee. I mean it, dude. If you fucking go anywhere near my knee, I'll start elbowing you in your fucking pretty little face.
That's not nice, man. Dude.
Lewis likes the staff to know that that he's willing to hurt the staff and that he can. And that the only reason they're not being hurt by him is that he's allowed them to walk around. He did it to Harrington in front of his pregnant girlfriend the other week. He was like, no, look, that's the thing. I can kill Harrington whenever I want to really quickly.
I can.
And I'm telling you that right in front of your woman who looking at you to protect her and your child together.
I'm gonna go spar with Dylan for this round. And then you guys can commentate. And this is Dylan's last round. He can take over. It's 3 2-minute rounds.
Okay, Dave, do me a favor. You take over the sissas for Dylan. And I'm going to simulate Paco's for Lewis. Okay.
Okay. I'll try my best.
Okay. All right. Ready? Stand up. This is going to be so good. Remember, you're Dylan Sassas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's that, Lewis? Your dick cover? You're only using one hand.
Don't have the gloves on.
Oh, yeah, dude. Take off that Movado. Where's your other glove?
There is no other glove.
He's already ill prepared. That's the secret. The secret is I hit them with a flesh hand. Damn, do you remember Tyson when he described in the documentary that he would like push forward until he felt himself ripping through the cotton? ding, ding. Okay.
So.
I can't. Where's Lewis? Throw something.
Yeah.
Get the face.
Yeah, I don't know. Dylan throws too slow for my sisses.
Taking too serious.
Dylan's going to get fucked up in this fight, man. It's not looking good.
Because he still puts his head back like a black chick fighting?
I don't know. It just doesn't look good. I still think that was not good.
Oh,
I think he's
really
going to do the same thing. He's going to get way overexcited and start throwing wild.
Oh, yeah. But Dylan's got pretty good. I mean, I play basketball him every week. Like, he's ready to go. He goes fucking full tilt the whole time.
His chin position when he's throwing punches is not good.
He goes back. He doesn't keep his head down.
Yeah, it's just very still and back. Not what you want.
And quite honestly, Lewis really not looking sharp tonight.
No.
Lewis usually having a better day than this. I would call this one of his less good days. Looking a little slow, a little choppy.
Did Lewis get a little fat?
Bit of that ring? I need to get a little bit of that ring rust off. If I was a person walking around Las Vegas, I would certainly think I can get wrist control on a guy like this.
I'm surprised everyone in Vegas hasn't gotten wrist control on Lewis so far.
Yeah, dude. everyone in Vegas is going to be able to come to Skankfest.
I would imagine, from what I'm watching right now, Jay, I'd imagine he checked into the hotel and he went checking in and they went, okay, risk control. What room are you?
Risk control, room for two. I think right now, if Dylan, take off those gloves, if Dylan can get risk control on you, you should let him sit in instead of you for one episode of Legion of Skanks. You take the week off and Dylan sits in your place. Oh, I guess you won't answer because you're afraid. Oh, shit. I forgot I was being Paco. Oh, Kung Fu Rui.
Huh. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Dink, dink.
Wait, you guys could hear us that whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean any of the stuff.
I was trying to make him laugh, but he didn't. Lewis didn't give much. Lewis didn't give a lot there. Good job, Dylan.
Good job. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Dave.
Keep that chin down, brother. Dude. Keep that chin down. If Paco doesn't know what he's doing either, having Lewis run through it with you these is probably as valuable as anything he's done.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
No, Lewis is smart. Lewis actually knows this stuff.
He's gonna do good. He's long, good range. If he shifts just for the down,
record, just for the record, I could kick the shit out of both of them probably at the same time. I probably in front of the girlfriend, in front of their girlfriends and mothers, preferably.
Well, look, I'm trying to emulate Paco a little bit
by being not that good.
What are you doing to try to emulate Paco?
Yeah, he does like a little head movement. He tries to just like really like. Boxing style, yeah.
That was when I was having a
that's
problem.
My, that's
with
my assistant.
I had a real problem in Cobra Kai with them trying to make that fucking dweeby Asian kid like one of the bad.
Hello, actors. I'm doing a podcast. Sorry, my assistant just came with belongings of mine, things that I ordered.
Your butt plugs?
I might need some butt plugs. Is that butt plugs? That's a dab rig. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm doing an unboxing. You want to see?
Sure.
Got a dab rig.
Okay.
And another dab rig.
Multiple dab rigs. Why multiples?
One for the green room, one for my hotel room.
Oh, got you. Smart idea. Smart idea.
All right, stop with all the noisy bags, guys. I mean,
I was pretty back on dabs yesterday pretty hard because I ran out of weed in my house.
Is that, are there any snacks there?
What? Okay, I guess I'll have a conversation with Dave.
All right, do me a favor. You could just do that in the bedroom so then it's not like loud bags.
What a fuck.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Dylan.
I'm going to take a phone call.
All right, Dylan, now you're doing a circuit.
I'm going to take a goddamn phone call.
Yeah, really?
All right, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks. And, of course, it's they are a major sponsor of all things Gas Digital, including Skankfest, everybody. It, of course, is Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Quality, lab-tested kratom delivered right to your door at wholesale prices in kilo form. Could you ask for more?
Now, you've probably never been able to say you've purchased a kilo of anything.
You know? I'll tell you, if Yo Kratom had their heads out of their ass, they would start selling for a little bit more. Like you'd say for $200, you can get 2 kilos of kratom in a metal briefcase delivered to your door. That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, and inside, I don't know if like the profit margin is there. That only leaves you like $80 for a metal briefcase. We're gonna have to do some math on this.
Yeah, that $80 is not gonna be a high quality briefcase. Yeah. High quality kratom inside though, lab tested. Sure.
It's more of a lunchbox.
It's
really
the shittiest packaging you're ever gonna get because they spend all the money on kratom.
Can I tell you something? Even if the packaging, I hate to get all Steve Jobs here, but what if the packaging was a styrofoam? Metal briefcase. You know what I mean? It looks like a metal briefcase, but it's just styrofoam. But that would still, the packaging's pretty badass on that.
Now, that's a good point. People, they're buying the idea, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're getting into ground level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying, Dave.
Either way, right now, support Yo Kratom because they support everything we do. Go to YoKratom.com. No promo code or anything. They have the best prices in Kratom, baby boys. YoKratom.com, and we'll see them, and we'll see you at Skankfest.
Let's get back into it.
All right, I'll ask a couple of Skankfest questions. So, Jay, your special is Saturday night, right?
Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon. What time Saturday afternoon?
1 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
1 p.m. and 4 p.m. It's early. It's going to be weird getting ready for a special, like, morning.
And what time are the fights happening? What time is Harrington fighting? What time is Dylan fighting?
Harrington and Dylan are fighting. No, Paco and Dylan are fighting on Friday at 3.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Saturday is Booger Beard versus Harrington.
At what time?
At three.
Okay.
I'll make sure that that happens so that I can go right over to your special to do warm up for.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to probably run over and watch it for a few between my shows.
Oh, yeah. Of course. You have to watch it. We have to be rooting on Booger Beard versus Harrington.
And what time are you guys we playing the video game?
So that's Friday at 1, right after Legion of Skanks.
Jesus.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah, dude. The days are fucking packed, but they're fun.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm excited. Once the special's over, too, I'm going to feel like much more relaxed and looser.
Yeah, you're going to feel the same way that Paco feels after he knocks Dylan the fuck out.
More nervous for this than I've been for any of my other things on TV, I think.
Why?
I don't know.
I think it's I'm paying for.
Is it because you're more out of the closet now? Like people know that you're a little bit more of a fag?
Yeah, people feel that off me now.
You're a little more self-conscious?
Yeah.
But why would you be more nervous for this one, dude? It's like, I mean, obviously you're paying for it. And sure,
it's a gamble. It's a real
thing in the divorce. Yeah. But I just think, it's Skankfest.
It's just a gamble on yourself. Yeah. I'm saying it just is.
Gamble on yourself was when you did your Comedy Central Presents in front of a crowd who didn't know who the fuck you were. That's a gamble.
No, I'm not talking about the product thing. But I'm saying I'm not worried about even me thinking the product is good. It's me thinking the product's good. And then it just doesn't really like get any traction or make any waves.
Yeah, no, it's not going to, but we'll all love it.
But everyone locally will enjoy it.
Well, here's what I say: when you gamble, and this could be an analogy for everything,
because we're all here in
Vegas, and I am going to gamble and play blackjack tonight, right? But when you gamble, you have to go into it assuming you're going to lose. So almost like have that mentality, right?
And it's going to suck.
And if something comes good out of it, then you're in a good position.
Get drunk and walk downstairs and go, $100,000 on black. Joke's on you. I assume I'm going to lose.
I already know I'm not making this money.
I'm going to gamble this weekend, right? I'm going to gamble tonight. I'm going to assume.
How much are you going to put down tonight?
I'll probably gamble throughout the whole weekend $1,000.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that I'll lose.
That's what I'm planning.
I'm assuming that I'll lose it.
Me?
I'm
assuming that I'm going to make $500,000.
I'm quitting everything. Leaving the kids.
So out. You have no idea.
I only do blackjack, though, really.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you know what? The three of us have to play blackjack this weekend together.
Of course. I think we should absolutely do that.
The three of us, dude. We've never done that. That's fucking fun.
Let's do it. I told my wife today, I was like, I'm going to gamble a little out there. And she's like, I don't know. And I was like, baby, do you want a house or two houses?
you pulled out a two from behind her ear.
I wonder what the process would be to get a dealer to come have us play on one of the live Skanks episodes. Like while we're talking,
I don't know if that would be interesting.
I don't know. I can't tell.
Depends. Probably. No, you guys, you think the audio of a blackjack game would make a great podcast?
No, I was almost saying like playing, like not even smart, like all invested in the game, like having that we're having to be playing. Listen, blackjack.
Actually, by the way, as I said it, the audio of that game would probably be pretty great.
It could be pretty good. We could just talk shit and like, but it would just, we have to fight the urge to like narrate which cards are coming out, which is really fucking annoying. Yes. It's a two, it's a six, it's a king. It's
there
a
you
two.
Go. Ooh, hard 11. Okay. Double down.
Yeah, Jay, remember when you were telling that story about when you first started in Philly and you go, fucking cards. No fucking cards today.
Dude, I know I'm becoming like a fat old bitch now because I enjoy a slot machine sometimes. Sometimes I'll just walk by a slot machine. I'm like, hey, you know what? Feed a 20 into it. Like, let's just see what happens, baby boy.
The only reason I don't like them is that I don't understand. Like, sometimes it lands on three things and I get nothing. Sometimes it's two things and a nothing and it gives me money. None of it makes sense to me.
It's too advanced for your mind.
Yeah, it machines. Is, I guess.
don't worry, dude. I'll teach you how to slot.
Oh yeah, good. That's sexy.
I'll take that a slot.
Jay can't understand the slot machines. I mean, there's certain. I know which ones. There are certain ones that are pretty confusing, but for the most part, I mean, you know.
Dude, we talking all about Kim fighting a guy?
Yeah. What the fuck?
I talked about it on a Real Ass podcast, but it's definitely talk worthy.
Yeah. Yeah. What? She was opening for Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
And from what I read, I only read the thing. I didn't talk to her yet.
Yeah, so she called me that night.
Really? What did she do to the guy?
She fucked him.
Oh, nice. Well, win-win.
No,
but yeah, she, apparently after the show. Where was it after the show that possibly could have happened?
So, no, it was during the show. Joey Diaz was going on stage. She was going to get her camera from the back. She was taping her set.
Uh-huh.
She felt some guy, like, put his finger, like, up her crotch.
Yeah.
From the front or the back? Just trying to understand.
The pussy to the crack.
All right.
Yeah, well, said like something like it was something about, yeah, like he stuffed his fingers like in her crotch.
Yeah, yeah. And he did it like twice, and then he like pretended he was blind, and then she like, it was sort of like it just happened in the moment, and then he like sort of disappeared, and she was like kind of like shaking. So she told security, and security was trying to find him, and I guess they found him, and then they didn't find him until almost the end of the show. So then the guy was like, oh, I don't give a shit. You can kick me out. He's like, I got to feel Kim Congdon's pussy.
Really?
Yeah, which is fair.
But then she saw him outside.
Yeah, but then she was like, fuck that. And she like went outside and she fucking went,
you know, Congdon on him.
She went Kim Congdon. Well,
so what did she do?
Look, I've been there. No.
You got Kim Congdon'd?
I got Kim Congdon'd.
And all you did was feel her pussy.
And all you do is rubber pussy.
She asked me to.
It was a setup.
Wait, so imagine what she did to this guy.
So what happened? So she found him outside. And what'd she do?
I guess she started punching him and fucking hitting him and yeah, fucking him up.
What a scumbag guy.
You know, I don't understand how there's like dudes that are watching a chick like fight a guy outside and nobody like she's. So hold on, this is Alex. She jumps and she slapped him, then kicked him, then punched him in the face. That's what she told me. Then she sprayed him with mace through limerick.
Wait, is all that actually true?
She didn't spray him with mace. I made that part at the end.
Slapped him, kicked him, punched him in the face.
That's what she told me. She sprayed him with mace. Sorry, guys. I'm in a silly mood tonight. I'm stoned on Vegas weed. I'm in Vegas. Skankfest just started. Dylan's fucking sweating.
Dylan, jumping jacks, you prick.
Dylan, why are you not doing calisthenics?
I'm in there.
You're not saying. You're flirting with Laura. Laura doesn't want your cock, you fucking pussy. All right, I want you to do 10 push-ups, 20 squats.
You think this Hiroshima baby is sitting there right now on his ass having a good time in Vegas? He's training, dude. And he's coming with revenge.
I don't. Does it help if you haven't been in shape this whole time? Does it help to do this the night before your fight?
It's not the night before.
I don't know anything about fighting.
Huh?
This isn't going to break him down. I want him to see mentally that he can put himself through these.
No, I'm just saying, is this doing anything for his fight that's coming up?
Yes.
You said it's not the night before, Jay. I'm sorry. You're right. Two nights before.
I would think tomorrow he would go pretty easy just so his like body heals.
Yeah, I would think tonight and tomorrow. I would think the hard work's already been put in.
Hard work's not been put in. Dylan showed up for training one time.
Oh, that's not good. Dylan, did you train at all for this fight?
What's your definition of training?
No, the answer is
do anything.
What's your definition of anything?
Anything that toward helping you win the fight.
Does basketball count?
No.
And no. Not even for endurance?
No, basketball doesn't count as training for a fight, Jack.
Yeah, it helps for basketball endurance. If you were playing Paco and basketball, I would say yes, that training was definitely helpful.
You're doing a great job. Absolutely. You've been training.
I mean, look, yeah, running and endurance, yes, it does help to be in better shape. It doesn't hurt.
It's right? Yes, it's better than eating Krispy Kreme donuts.
But I don't believe that Dylan's lifestyle. Dylan is a drug addict who parties. Who parties multiple nights per week.
What drugs does Dylan do?
Dylan, what drugs do you do? Come here.
Nothing now. He's off that shit. I had a daddy talk to him.
Molly, other things that create styes on other people, shrooms,
cocaine. Oh, you're not doing this now.
Dylan,
you're not
doing
this now. Acid.
Came. Dylan looks like he's about to tell Lewis he can leave as soon as he watches this gay porn.
Dylan, are you back on the shit? I'm so disappointed.
No. I'm not. I'm not.
Dylan, are you going to do cocaine this weekend at Skankfest?
I plead the fifth. Yeah, after the fight.
Hey, he's got his Fifth Amendment rights. Okay.
Dylan, I genuinely think you should do it right before the fight.
I was actually thinking about that. I'm not joking. I swear to Jay, I swear to God.
He's on cocaine right now. Are you looking at him?
It doesn't seem like it. I've been clean. I've been good. But I was thinking about first line back right before the fight.
Maybe in between rounds.
Lewis is going to make you do coke tonight.
What did you say? He's going to make me. I'm not doing coke.
I do want to force Lewis.
You can try it, Augie. Get wrist control on me. You gotta go over and take it.
By the way, I like to guess. I want to force Lewis to do coke. He's like, you could try, doggy. He's like, Lewis, do coke.
He just smashes my face into the table.
He's like, all right.
I come back. I'm like, I'm back.
You twisted my arm.
No, dude, I'm not. I have no interest in doing hard drugs anymore. You could probably get me to do some ketamine, but that's it.
Well, I wouldn't fuck with anything because I'm worried about fentanyl and shit.
Fentanyl?
Yeah.
Fentanyl.
Unless you guys have some fentanyl.
No, I have Narcan.
I saw that. This is like your post.
I brought 6 cans of Narcan, so 6 people can OD at Skankfest and we can save their lives. Any more than that, it's over. And I have more cans, but I was just not losing more space in my bag. So if 7 people OD, dude, I'm preemptively saying it right now.
We have so much Narcan.
Because I got a deal on some Narcan. I was like, all right, we have this festival coming up. Might as well purchase some of this Narcan.
Oh, you got a Narcan guy. I didn't know that.
I don't even know if it's legal. Is Narcan legal? Can you guys look this up, Tanner and Alex? Am I allowed to purchase Narcan? It has a prescription thing on it. This is some illegal shit spray.
Right? It's like a weird, it's almost like an Afrin, right?
Yeah, it goes up your nose and you spray it. And I brought 3 packs. There's 2 cans per pack.
It's pretty wild that you can do it like that. It's supposed to be like a fucking, like, needle or something, right?
What does it do?
It's bring legal in all 50 states.
Just for me to have it, great. So what does it do? What does Narcan do? Should I do one right now? And then we're only down to 5 people.
Yes, the answer is yes. You should.
Yeah, let's see what's the ingredient. What's the ingredient that starts your heart again?
Dude, that has to be dope. If you go from sober to Narcan, it must be fucking fire, dude. It has to be crazy.
You're going to be double alive.
Yeah,
you're going to be more alive than you've ever been in your life.
Dude, it's like the limitless pill. I'm going to be a genius for 1 hour.
You want
to see everything clearly.
You've been wanting to get a limitless reference out for 2 weeks now.
I have been trying to, dude. But I got it. That worked.
That did work.
I did that. I've been talking about limitless a lot. Better concept than movie. Better concept than execution.
You're correct. I agree with you on that. Really love that. I think I saw it in the theaters because of the concept.
Yeah.
Did not love the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always
Narcan doesn't have an effect on a person who's sober from opioids. If you suspect you aren't certain that the person is overdosing opioids, you should give them a dose of Narcan. So fuck it, right?
Well, there's no point then.
Dude, should I do it? Just see what it's like?
I don't know the answer to that.
It has no effect. Yes. But we're gonna waste one of the.
Do it! Come on, people. Do it right now on the podcast, Lewis. Do it.
Narcan yourself, dude. Bring yourself back to life.
Throw a Narcan fucking schnozzle up my nozzle,
Lewis. You have 6 cans of it. Are you gonna waste it or just fucking do it?
Well, I mean, there's no way There's only 6 people are gonna overdose this gang fest.
No, dude, the sixth one
though, we will feel really bad about.
It'll be hilarious.
Yeah, it would. You're like, damn, dude. Dude, you died too late.
We cut back to this.
You're a man.
Yeah, that'll be in the door. That'll be in the porcelain documentary.
Yeah, dude.
The podcast that murdered every 5th person.
Oh wait, I don't have my microphone in my mouth. How high am I?
Yeah, it's been
not high enough. Dude. You're too high. Get that
way too far away.
Get that Narcan in you, dude. You know what'll fucking sober you up pretty quick? Narcan.
I'm losing it right now, dude. You gotta come back down to earth.
Yeah, dude, you're out of control, dude. Seems like a Narcan situation.
Hold on 1 second. My microphone keeps on changing from this one to the computer one. Dude, I'm so high right now. Dylan, you're not doing
fucking punch.
What?
Dylan, Dylan the punch.
Dylan, you're not doing... I want you to do 10 push-ups, 20 bodyweight squats, and 20 leg lifts.
Lewis, you're just making him sore for
three times.
This doesn't
three times.
It, does this actually, would it actually help two nights before a fight to go do push-ups right now?
Yes.
Lewis, sit on his back while he does them, please.
It's gonna prove his mental toughness. The soreness for a little bit of muscle soreness is not gonna overtake him in this fight. Adrenaline is gonna kick in. It's gonna mean literally nothing. The little shit that he's doing right now is nothing.
But will it help? How will this help his fight?
Because he's mentally getting himself tough. He's getting ready for war. He's putting a little bit of work in right now. It's getting him confident. He knows Paco's not doing this right now. Paco's fucking taking pictures and fucking feeding birds or something.
If Dylan loses, I'm gonna blame Lewis for this awful.
Dude, coaching. I'm gonna make Dylan. We got a couple punches right now that I think are gonna fucking.
I don't like feeling like the early excuse that you're offering up now, though, Dave. Saying that too much is if Dylan loses, you don't want him to say like the complete flip on Lewis, like you overworked me the days.
No, I am consciously building in an excuse for Dylan.
Thank you, Dave.
That Lewis ruined him. He was gonna win.
Dylan's got very long punches. He's got a good fucking 1-2. He's got a good long two. Good long straight punch.
Yeah, his arms are long.
He'll lay it in, dude. He'll fucking lay it in. If Paco gets a little too fucking.
Look at those hobbit feet, though, huh?
Yeah, dude.
They keep popping up in the screen. Why is there so much room between the big toe and the other one?
Let's do plugs real quick.
Sure, plug these nuts.
Plug it up. First of all, if you're this is happening during Skankfest, right? This is a live stream happening during Skankfest. You guys couldn't be there. What the fuck happened?
The assholes that couldn't make it.
There's two more full days of Skankfest events happening. You could watch them on mintcomedy.com. There's a live legion of Skank shows, Kill Tony, Goddamn Comedy Jam, Bastard Radio still is happening on Sunday. All of these shows, by the way, are not going to be available after we air them on mintcomedy.com.
One time ever, you'll be able to watch us gamble for an hour.
Well, we're gonna put a couple of the Legion of Skanks episodes out, but all the other shows aren't. Kill Tony from last year's Skankfest never went out. All these other shows are not going out. So
I killed on that.
If you want to be a part of it,
voice.
If you want to be a part of it, go to mintcomedy.com and there's all of these different streams, including Dave Smith's Part of the Problem. Big J's What's Your Fucking Deal? It's gonna be an incredible weekend of events. Skankfest.com, mintcomedy.com. Holy shit, I'm high.
Dude, I'm so high.
Are you high?
Yeah, that's why I'm sitting with my arms folded. So
like a fucking, like a nervous fat chick?
I'm just a boy inside my mind, trapped inside of a circular wall.
Dude, I'm baked out of my mind. Dave, are you smoking weed this weekend?
No, sir.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Even though you believe in a man's right to?
Oh, I die for a man's right to.
Yeah.
But I won't touch this stuff. Gotcha. But I will be standing over everyone smoking weed, judging them. Maybe even joining in.
Dave's gonna be hiding cans of Narcan from overdosing teenagers.
Sorry, personal responsibility. Now
Narcan, I seen you, and then what? What have you learned that you can't OD anymore?
Now if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go get high.
That's the libertarian way is to let drug addicts die.
Here you go.
Dude, if the first person ODs and they pull out the Narcan, I'm gonna grab it and squirt the two puffs, and then, like I'm just gonna ruin them every time they keep pulling them out.
as the person dies, I go, as long as the government didn't intervene, we're fine. Will I get high, Lewis? Let me tell you something. If anyone can get wrist control on me in Las Vegas on Wednesday, then I will get high.
Even if you can get control of one of my wrists as you place a joint in my hand.
It has to be on Wednesday.
You took my microphone out, you stupid fucking Jew.
Okay. Hey, I didn't do anything.
Ease up, dude.
If you're Wednesday, the entire day, if you're out in Las Vegas, if you can get wrist control on me, I will get high the whole weekend.
Yo, dude, speaking of the Jewish thing, that the Kanye West Jewish thing is like heating up even more.
Well, what did he even say?
I forget the new thing, but he did an episode of something on like HBO that they're not going to air because he said he just came in and he asked him beforehand and it was going to be just a conversation about a certain topic or whatever. And he goes, all right, we can have a human interaction without him going off the rails. And he said, kind of just came in right away and was like, the goddamn Jews just started up right again. I don't know why this is his new, like, how do you not know you're manic with this many episodes?
How did you, I don't know, man. He just started telling the truth at one point. I like that. I appreciate this part of Kanye.
How do you know he's not right, Jay?
About the Jews?
Yeah.
I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. Let me be honest about this. There's something to what they're saying about the Jews.
Is there, Lewis?
Who's
there? There must be something. There's something they say about the Puerto Ricans that we like to fight each other and we fucking steal hubcaps, right? Or something.
Yeah, no, that's totally true. But
there's something to it. Feel like, I'm not saying it's all of us.
Isn't, don't you feel, you're not one of us.
There's no money in hubcaps anymore.
Don't you feel like Lewis is going a little too far right now? Like, if they're going to cancel someone, they should just cancel him and not touch us too?
Yeah, probably. They should mostly just do you.
Okay.
I'm just saying there's something going on there with the Jews and the banks and the media and the weather.
Okay, the weather. I like that. I'd like
satellites.
Control the weather. That'd be great.
Tides, werewolves.
Jew satellites. Thank you.
I'm doing word association now. I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Silver bullets.
You gonna crank that Narcan, dude?
Dude, I should hit that Narcan, dude.
You hit that Narcan. See what it
does. Here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll tell you right now. End of the festival to celebrate. Last Legion of Skanks of the festival. Let's all crack a Narcan each at the end of the episode.
No one died. Let's just Narcan at the end.
Dude, we don't need these Narcans.
Assuming no one needs it, I'm down.
Look, is that the only thing you looked up that says about Narcan doesn't have an effect? Like, say, what are the... type in Narcan recreational.
No, it's not going to get you high, dude. Are you going to do any hard drugs this weekend, Jay? After your special?
No.
No mushrooms?
Probably not, no.
No molly.
Someone has the mushroom pills, but no molly for sure. Maybe the mushroom pills if someone's got...
They just said like he had a problem with molly.
You don't fuck with molly anymore, Jay?
What?
You don't fuck with molly at all anymore?
No, not really. It's too like of a involved experience, especially for Skankfest, what I'm looking for. Like, I don't want to be like lost in my fucking head or whatever. Like, to, you know what I mean? I'd rather just go and like smoke, do dabs with Lewis.
Yeah.
I'll have some drinks for sure.
Yeah. I had a beer today. It was delightful. You know what, Dylan?
I mean, we're so stoned. All
you're doing good, dude. Why don't you go get us a couple beers?
Hell yeah.
Want a beer, Laura? Dylan, why don't you go grab us some beers? Grab my card. Go get us a couple beers.
Throw me that card, Dylan.
Where's my card?
But yeah. I'm excited though, man.
What are you most excited for? Your special.
My special.
It's a retarded question. I'm sorry. It's the dumbest question I've ever asked in my entire life. And I've asked some stupid fucking questions.
And I have asked some real dumb questions. What are you most looking forward to? I mean, there's so much. Even though the things I don't know, but the things I know, crazy shit happened.
I don't know, dude.
The pre-party, I'm pretty stoked on.
The pre-party's wild.
What are we doing at the pre-party?
We can't even say the one thing.
No, we can, because this comes out afterwards, yeah.
Fucking Everlast is performing.
That is pretty cool.
Which is hilarious. Yeah. Nate Bargatze is coming out as special guest.
Yes, I heard about that. Are we doing anything or just hanging
out? I'm doing a live realized podcast. We're all doing stand-up. And then
we're
we have
doing stand-up. Okay.
At the end of the night, it's Big J's
on that one.
Big J's big fucking karaoke at the end of the night.
Yeah. Big J's big fucking karaoke.
Which is one of my favorite shows of the festival.
Motherfucker.
Alex, what are you looking forward to? Not having fun doing drugs or any of that cool stuff? Being a fucking loser? Watching everyone else enjoy their lives?
What are you looking to do? Congratulatory sucking off Harrington back in your room?
I'm looking forward to the Naked Roast. I love the Naked Roast. That's my favorite.
What a horny whore.
And the Comedy Jam as well.
This is why you got into this mess. You can't fucking close your legs. You just want to have free love.
Well, yeah, that's my answer.
You're like looking at those swingers.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, Alex. This poor kid.
Get a grip. Get a grip.
Tanner, what are you most looking forward to? Murdering a toddler, you fucking serial killer.
I asked Tanner to just backup record for me, so he may have walked away from the computer.
Tanner hates us, and he doesn't even pretend to like our show.
And he's got a point.
I almost respect it, to be honest with you. The fact that he didn't give a fuck.
He got his thing.
He just walked away. He does not care.
I get it. I get where he's coming from.
No, they don't have to love us. It's not their job to love us. It's their job to, you know.
Yeah, does
Jorge love
us?
It would be nice if they liked our show.
Does Jorge love us?
Jorge, is that his name or is it Pedro?
It's Jorge.
I like him, dude. He's a good kid.
Very good kid.
Yeah,
I don't know what he does.
But I don't trust him.
No, dude, he's on it. I like him a lot, actually. I kind of like him a lot because I said I don't think he's a fan of our shit, but like, I think he likes hanging out and stuff. I don't know. He's a good kid.
They're all good kids. Stop talking
kids.
Full volume, Dylan. Do you understand? I'm in the middle of a fucking a massive show right now.
Do your kata.
Dude, imagine Game of Thrones, a fucking guy, a former producer, just is fucking sweaty, getting high, and starts yapping in the middle of the production.
Well, I mean,
what's
to
the
be
Game
completely
of Thrones
fair,
thing you said?
The current one
We're
of
the Game of Thrones
star of characters demanded that the former producers start shadowboxing in the middle of it.
No, that's fine, dude, but I called for that. Why is this former producer sweaty?
Dude, for
all right,
sure.
Fine,
when
dude.
They're
dots that may or may not be there.
If I get to go to Dylan's fight and he gets to like a second round, I'm going to yell out, Dylan. He's going to go over and go, remember your sasas. And then he's going to go out there and just fucking tune Paco up.
That
listen
might be
me,
what pushes
I have, and I mean this.
It's a win for him.
A retarded team of people around me right now that cannot find my wallet. Then none of them can do the job of finding my wallet right now.
Oh, did you guys?
And my assumption is it's in the pants that I was wearing before I took.
Lewis, you are falling to pieces over there.
Athletic pants are probably on the floor somewhere.
You should be more together before the festival. You're jibber jabbering. Most of your talking on the show has been to people off camera.
Dude, no, dude,
it's true.
I have my shit together right now, dude.
You think you do. That's the funniest part. You're twinkling.
Hey,
though.
Lewis, how is the hotel? The Circa hotel?
My hotel's dope, dude.
Well, that's where I'm staying, too. So I'm saying, how is it?
It's nice. It's very nice.
Well, I got to tell you, that TV frame's a little thick, but all right.
Yeah, it's none of this looks good, but I don't know. Maybe it's just the way it looks.
Yeah. And this is probably just the shitty room.
As well.
You're probably in the shit room.
I'm in the shit room. I'm in a fucking suite, you fucking Jew bag bitch.
Really? Because I got to tell you, the TV's looking fucking prehistoric.
It looks like a TV you'd have to have four of your friends help you move.
Dude, yeah. You know what I'm saying, dude? You have probably a shittier suite than me, so keep on making fun of my suite, dickheads.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm trying to figure out how shitty my suite's going to be.
Yeah. Don't worry. You'll get our notes. You'll get our fucking notes. I'm like, Lewis, I would have just taken a shittier hotel with a TV from this century.
That's something, man. That's not the TV. That's the frame. There's like the stand, rather.
Oh, my God. So little inside of that.
Wait, you have a TV stand that goes around the TV that?
Look.
What a stupid fucking frame.
That is insane.
That is stupid, but let me see. You know what? But I'm looking, and I got to tell you now, it's pretty thin TV.
Thin TV, not bad.
My apologies.
I was getting a little nervous because I looked behind me, and I was like, what the fuck is up with
this? Yeah. He goes, oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Here's underneath of it?
No, but it's not bad. It's pretty nice. This is the only nice hotel in downtown Vegas.
Yeah. All right. Take me into your bedroom. Let me see what you got there. And if it's Dylan sprawled out on your bed...
I have a fucking knee injury. I really can't walk around right now.
What?
You can't walk? That's how bad your knee is?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's not even a specific one thing. I woke up and it just is not good. And I'm wearing a brace now and it's just my whole...
You're like stone cold, dude.
It feels like my leg is falling apart.
Really?
Yeah.
Good week for that to happen.
What?
Well, luckily you don't need that for our video game, but my thumb still is killing me.
Your thumb is still bad, Jay? Your thumb's still bad.
I really have no idea what happened so terrible to this thing.
And that's, when is your video game? Friday?
I have to go to a doctor. Yeah, Friday.
So you have one day, Jay.
There's no swelling in it anymore, but inside it feels like broken glass.
Good.
Weird.
We can postpone this game if you want.
Nope. No way.
Let's postpone.
Nope. This is a postponement, and people are too stoked on it.
Did they bring the gun?
I hope so. Alex?
Of course we brought the gun.
You fucking bitch. You stupid bitch. Whose side are you on?
What? You were hoping they didn't bring the gun? We could hit a GameStop, dude.
I feel like you would have been angry at us if we didn't bring the gun.
You're fucking retarded and fired.
Oh, man. I hate
that. Baby's going to have no fucking... You're both fired. You and Harrington both now.
I hate the funniest thing is if I got to take this thing up the ass.
I hope you do.
It is. Either way, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of comedy. But I really want to win. I really want to win this one. Of all bad bets I made where I like handicapped myself, this I think is my best bet.
Dude, my fucking knee is jacked. I don't know what to do here, boys.
I don't know. My thumb, Dave, anything aching you, buddy?
No, I'm good.
He's like, oh, dude, my dick is so big. It's making my back hurt.
Yeah, I'm starting to get some little inner pelvic pain from my swinger.
I mean, I'm having a real neck issue, but it won't affect anything I have to do because I'm not fighting or video gaming anyone.
Yeah.
I just have to go, you know. I
mean, don't put Jay's video gaming in the same category as my fighting.
Well, I've been training.
You're right. I'm sorry. I put it way above your fighting. At the supreme top level.
The quality of his video gaming might be better than the quality of my fighting at this point.
We'll see.
I'd say that's on par. Do you know what I mean? I'd say the analogy almost works. I think Lewis can handle about as much from this game as I can against him in jiu-jitsu or so, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I in jiu-jitsu, Jay,
not jiu-jitsu, fighting, just fighting in general, just like a
fighting in general. I mean this, I would sleep you in any way I wanted within 3 minutes.
There's the bet, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minutes, Lewis says.
Anyway,
that's a lot of time.
I'll pick my shot.
Yeah, can we make it 30 seconds or like 40 seconds? 3 minutes.
I'm literally kidding. All Jay has to do is fucking push me really hard and my knee is gonna crumble in my body. I told you my weakness.
Say low kick. Oh, it's shattered.
It's fucking brutal, dude.
That's what I'm almost saying. I think I have the knowledge of this game's mechanics. As better that you that as much as you are better than me in the mechanics of fighting. I think I have the same advantage that you
have. I was talking about this with
the other way.
It was you the other day, Dave. I don't know who I was talking about it with, but it's like you listen to like guys like talk about sports. Yeah. Like you just hear like two dudes talk about basketball. Like, and they talk about it on such a higher level than I can talk about anything in the world. Like just the average two dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't speak about anything that articulately.
If you just listen to sports radio and listen to two call-in guys talk about what is going on with the fucking Raiders defense.
Well, you know, here's the thing though. For my own teams, I've known like kind of the ins and outs about that. But something about all around sports, like seeing like Soder and Shane get together, and it's like everything from like all of the college games to all of the, you know, the NCAA. Do you know what I mean? Like, they just know. I don't know where anybody went to college do you know what I mean? I just kind of know my team and the people they play against, like, a little bit. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But, yeah, people who do know it really give a shit about it, but I really couldn't see about caring about sports from another place.
I can't care about anything. I really can't. Like any like external thing. And but like sometimes like
you understand the feeling. You've enjoyed wrestling. Remember how much you enjoyed wrestling? Like
I know, but like even like things that are like there's like dude, I mean this means being really high right now. But think about how many things there are that we don't know about that are actually really interesting.
By the way, the twinkles really make sense right now.
She goes, you guys know the sky is up, right? But what's upper than up?
What's
up on top of the uppest?
Have we ever found uppest?
Do you get what I'm saying, though?
No. Nope.
It's like shit. Like I'll hear about certain things that are like, just pretty fucking interesting. And it's a whole world of shit where I'm like, I didn't know about that even a month ago. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Lewis is going to get pulled into LARPing or something.
No, dude.
You know, LARPing just saying, is like a whole community of people who dress like assholes. And
like, you can get, like, whether it's like history or philosophy or just fucking.
Lewis is talking about, like, the chick who.
Books! Checked him in. I'm talking about books, Dave.
The chick who checked him into the hotel today was like, okay, so the gym's on the second floor, and then there's a restaurant on the first floor. And he went, there's multiple floors? What do you mean? An entire plane?
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. You guys stop acting like I'm dumb.
There's so many things that are interesting. What about it? You want to learn it now? Are you having a 40-year-old? You're having
40 I'm saying it's definitely. Actually interesting the hell little I want to learn. And there's it's a oh, so how many.
You learn. Oh, you're right. I get, by the way, Dave's really putting his head in his hands. It's upsets him. He's friends with us sometimes.
We're so
dumb. I do lean more towards you, dude. You're absolutely right. They go, you know, at this point, with a little bit of light reading, you can really find out about all of the wars in a couple of weeks.
So and
I go,
much,
who
dude.
Gives a shit, dude?
Dude,
I don't give a shit about the
it's date. At our fingertips. It's right there.
I don't know which one happened first unless you called them one and two. Like World War, one and two. I know one happened before two.
Which one happened first, Jay?
Where's Korea in there? One. There's a
wrong.
Korea.
Actually, wrong. Two happened first.
Son of a bitch. You just go head in hands again.
Yeah. Dude, you what don't even happened? Know that World War II was before World War I?
What does that sound?
But then again, something. What? Then again, are we having Lewis have a meltdown?
There's an alarm going off to my work. Room.
Oh, dude, this is how the guy got killed at the end of heat.
I love this. What's happening, Lewis?
Twinkles.
I don't know.
Everything falling apart?
Inside weed smoking?
Dylan and Laura are just pacing around my room, though, like weirdos.
Don't do that. Dylan, you're wasting precious training time.
Dylan, Laura, do me a favor. Get on the couch over here and kiss each other for the fans. Kiss each other for the fans now. Suck each other's breasts.
Wow. Dylan should be shadow boxing for another 5 minutes.
My What's whole room is here? Golden. I feel like a king. Please, guys, make love to each other's faces.
Yeah, really, dude. This is like a sultan's son. This is like the best room at a fuck on a cruise ship.
I can't hear you, Jay, because Dylan's doing obnoxious sounds.
Sa pa si fa se wa tu ka kia. You gonna rip that Narcan or what's up?
I'm still hearing a little bit of an alarm.
Okay, should you go?
No, we're good. We're good. I got it, but it's just a little distracting. I wish my team could figure it out.
You want your team to figure out the alarm in the hotel?
It's not an alarm in the hotel. There's like a little beeping going off. It was the fridge? Okay, the fridge was open. Dylan left it open because he got a water out of the fridge.
Cool.
Yeah.
Dave wants to go be with his family.
No, not at all. They're all asleep.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's late.
Yeah. Well, 9 o'clock. Yeah, kid bedtimes, 15. Yeah. You're right. Kid bedtimes, dude. Isabel goes to bed.
What did you say?
I said, I have no idea when Isabel goes to bed.
Well, I got to turn my thing up. Guys, you got to be a little more quiet because I can barely hear. I'm sorry. The show's almost over. Jay's been trying to get off for a full 3 minutes.
Yeah, Jay. I know Jay's trying to get off when he goes, Dave's got to go back to his.
He's just blaming everyone else for trying to leave.
No.
It's late at night. I'm fine.
I swear to God. Can I tell you, I'll give you a reason why I said that. I thought it was genuine because Lewis started talking to them off camera again. And you, when we play this episode back, you'll see you did like a whole, you did the thing like you ran your fingers through your hair again. You went like a,
No. Oh, no. Sorry. What that was I was just like, oh, my God, my friend Lewis is a fucking retard.
Oh, okay.
So like, oh,
okay. That's what I was reading.
This is
I
the guy. This is the guy I take my direction from in life.
Retarded like a fox.
He is retarded like a retarded fox.
Yeah.
Retarded fox.
Yeah.
Remember that fox who attacked the woman, but then was smart enough to run away when the man was coming?
When a man showed up.
Yeah.
Damn. That's honestly, that would win the award for me right now of moment of the year for laughs.
It was pretty great.
How hard I was laughing. That video made me laugh so hard.
That woman kicked that fox so many times.
And it would just latch onto her. Over,
just a guy coming made the fox go, all right.
Oh, this all is right. Not real. This just got real.
Can I bring up my disdain for pit bulls in my older years?
You don't like pit bulls?
Not a fan of pit bulls.
How about a real friendly one?
Yeah,
like one of Justin Silver's.
They're out there murdering babies. First of all, Justin Silver's pit bulls were two rescue pit bulls that were like a problem. Like Justin would have to be in the room and like they would like say, like a child would get too close to them and it would start growling. Like they were ticking fucking time bomb.
When did that happen?
What?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, every time my son would go near that pit bull, like I would also get nervous and I could tell the pit bull knew that I was getting nervous and he smelled. He smelled the Pacino, dude.
So the problem was you.
Kind of. Maybe. I don't know, dude.
Yeah, Pacino was like a good dog.
I'm just saying, man, fucking these pit bulls are out there. Did you hear about the one story in Tennessee, the family?
Well, wait, before I forget.
What happened?
That was the, you remember the thing with the, there was two waitresses, the Comedy Cellar, that were friends. And one of them got a rescue pit bull that was like the sweetest thing in the world. The other waitress went over there to hang out with her and meet the new pit bull, and the pit bull literally bit like the fucking left side of her face off.
No,
she had to go through like crazy plastic surgery. She's back and still hot. I mean, she's not back. I mean, she's been back for a long time.
That's what happened to Karen Margolis' sister. Her and Kurt
got attacked by a dog.
When Kurt and her were dating, they had a rescue pit bull, and Karen's sister's like, you know, a hot Israeli, like a really pretty girl, like. She comes in this. She's like 18 at the time.
I forgot about this. 18 or 19.
She comes to stay with Karen
crazy.
And Kurt in their shitty, fucking dirty ass place with their fucking dog. So she's just sitting on the couch.
It wasn't even a pit bull, dude. It was like a fucking bulldog.
She's sitting on a couch with this dog. I guess they're all at work.
I love the visuals. Always like, hey, puppy. It always goes to the nicest intention.
He's face level.
She's like, who's your puppy? Oh shit.
And he just goes, rah! And he latched onto her face, dude. And he tore the fuck up out of her face. Yeah, dude. And she like ran out of the house with her face bleeding, screaming into the street of Washington Heights. It's a nightmare. This poor hot Israeli girl.
Oh shit.
and just for some shitty dog.
Yeah, that's so funny.
That Kurt and Cameron were never going to have again, no matter what, after 2 years. No matter what, the dog was
in the world. No one, Christ knows where that dog is in the world. He's in the woods still, maybe. But, yeah, it's right. Ripped her from ear to mouth, right?
I don't remember exactly the injury, but it's so fucked up. But it's also so fucking... I mean, once again, she got into, like, a plastic surgeon, and
yeah, you know, so she's still hot. She's still hot, yeah.
Wasn't that big a deal.
No, but I mean, it was in the
moment. Sure it was a huge deal for her.
No, I'm sure she's traumatized. And every time she sees a fucking dog, she starts having a panic attack.
It's her period every time she sees a dog. Some crazy reaction.
Yeah, dude. Dude, pit bulls are fucking wild, dude. If my son had a friend who had a pit bull, I wouldn't let my son go over their house. I swear to God. I hate to say that, dude, but people... These are fucking beasts. You need to have a special license for these beasts. What happened in the story in Tennessee was there's a mom. I mean, the story is horrific, dude. Like there's a 6-month-old baby and a 2-year-old toddler that these two pit bulls fucking killed. They mauled them, and the mom was like throwing her body over these fucking kids, and they mauled the mom to the point where like they tore the mom's face off now, like, and now she's like on life support. But it's like, if you're that mom, you're just like, do not, if I'm that mom, do not wake me up. I do not want to wake up to having both of my kids being dead, and I have no fucking face.
They killed the kids and the mom's face is ripped up.
She's like, I'm really upset.
Yeah, she goes, I'm crying.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, Pitbull's. You know what, Lewis? You convinced me with those three stories. I will judge all pit bulls from now on.
I'm just saying it's a shame.
I mean that genuinely. You've convinced me.
I know. I'm just saying, like, and I feel bad because I know there's a lot of really great pit bulls and great pit bull owners, but it's like with the story in Tennessee, these pit bulls were like family pit bulls for like 8 years. Never at one moment of like violence. They like loved this family. And then they were like, dude, I'm hungry. Let's eat these babies.
That's fucking wild. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's any.
Yeah, just get like a nice Labrador retriever. Just get a nice dog.
I don't think there's any pit bull in my dog, but I don't know. We got to find out.
Look at Alex's picture. It's
right when Jay says that, Jay Dawkins just rips Jay's face off.
No!
I don't think there's any pit bull.
And then pit bull owners get really.
Boxer beagle, I think.
Pit bull owners get very. Like defensive and upset about this. I want to talk to Justin about it. I really want to get his gay ass.
That would be interesting because he would say, because Brutus is a big dog. And if Brutus jumps up on somebody, I could see them. I mean, if Dawkins jumps up on somebody, I can see them getting afraid. You know what I mean? She's like a substantial sized dog. So like when you have a big pit bull, I think it's really your responsibility to make sure this dog does not like get to touch anybody.
The people who think pit bulls are badass and look fucking cool and look tough and intimidating are people who are not responsible with their fucking pets, who are not like, it's the same people who shouldn't own guns. Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Are you saying black people?
I didn't like
all. You know what I'm saying?
Is this code?
I already didn't like that. I knew Lewis was getting into a gun control argument.
Same gun control argument. Sorry, Dave. Not everything's about your fucking dumb Republican fucking ideals.
I'm not a Republican. I'm just saying that white people should be allowed to own pit bulls.
Touche. Touche.
Oh yeah.
You know, me and Dave never did our plugs, which is pretty funny.
I never did my plugs really either. I plug Mint Comedy. That's it.
That's true. Oh yeah, the Mint Comedy stream. I got a part of the problem episode up on there with Sam Tripoli and Tim Dillon. That's going to be awesome. So go grab that. And November 25th and 26th, I'll be in Poughkeepsie. Laugh It Up with Robbie the Fire Bernstein and Chris Faga. And me and Lewis will be in out of the Comedy Store in Los Angeles for the New Year's Eve show. That's all I got.
Hell yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. After Skankfest, everybody, first weekend at back, I'll be in Orlando, Florida. After that, Kansas City, Miami coming up. I'm all over the place, going nonstop till about March. So look for a city near you on BigJComedy.com. Also, the end of the year, after you guys go see Lewis and Dave, swing on down the road to San Diego. You can see me, Kim Congdon, and Jason Ellis performing at American Comedy Company that whole weekend. So
it's called the Backstabbing Traitor Tour. Starring Big J. Okerson and my arch nemesis is Kim Congdon.
Nemesis.
It's funny. You go, Jay, he goes, and if you don't want to see that show, you can catch me with the guy who's fighting Lewis and Lewis's ex-girlfriend.
It's probably going to suck Jason Ellis's massive cock.
His big, huge monster dick.
I'm doing some tour dates as well. Me and Aaron Berg are continuing the Offend Everyone tour until January. Then we end that tour. So please come out while you can. Philadelphia coming up. Fort Wayne, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky, Orlando, Florida, McHenry, Illinois, Toronto, Washington, D.C., and many other cities. Go to lewisofskanks.com and subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com for the Gas Digital Network. You get unlimited access to the on-demand library, ad-free episodes, unfree episodes, pre-release and all of our episodes, and instant access to the Racist Live Chat, which is always a bumping fun time.
Bumping fun.
That's it, really, boys. Wrap it, right?
Pretty exciting. Yeah, I mean, I'm leaving tomorrow. You're leaving tomorrow, Davey?
Yep. Tomorrow, tomorrow morning. I'm flying out. Well,
I know.
What time do you get in, Dave?
I think like 3 PM or something like that. Yes.
I get in like 1 PM.
No, I'm getting a facial tomorrow.
I'm getting a massage. I'm excited, man. We'll catch you next week, or we'll see. I don't know.
Monday.
There'll be a show Monday. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Oakerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.